Jewish historian, Josephus, informs us that Jews at that time belonged to one of three major sects, the Pharisees, Sadducees, or Essenes. His writings suggest that the Essenes believed in communication with angels. The white-robed adherents of this reclusive sect practiced communal ownership of property. Much time was spent studying and copying Jewish texts that prophesied the end of days.
Get funky with it.
I like that sound. Open the door and let us see.
Let us come in, stretch out the books, relevant your mind, give this knowledge a good look. We almost at the end of time, and we're looking for the sound of life. You never know, could be one of the most chosen that planet of the elect, meant to get this information. We at the end of time, you just might be a son of life.
See the light, you know what I'm saying?
Instead of that dead food. You know what I'm saying?
seems knocking at the door. Say, we're knocking. Something like a ring in the bell. A ring in the bell.
Listen, come on.
With the truth and the light. Do me a favor. Do me a favor.
I can look
down. And let us see. It's not gonna hurt you, man. It's gonna elevate your mind, you know what I mean? Learning how to commune with angels. With the truth. Learning how to fast. You know what I'm saying? Someone understand it. I'm just gonna clean your body, man. And get back to nature.
They depict a group that has set itself apart, a righteous group actively preparing to fulfill the prophecies of old, while preserving the sacred text and traditions from the past. From the past. From the past.
Praise Ahayah through Yeshaya and Shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise.
Shalom, everyone. All praises to Ahayah through Yeshaya. And what a beautiful day it's been here in Oklahoma on Lake Texoma. And thank you, everyone, for your prayers. And we just give Ahayah all the praise for each and every one of you that do pray. And
yes,
because Father truly hears them. And pray for us to get our YouTube account up and going, because I've just noticed a lot of things that I wasn't aware of. And it seems like that they have turned it off. Because when I went in to turn on the, because the restrictions are on.
Yeah.
What did I say that was a minute ago?
You turned them off.
And I went to turn them off, but I can't. So I'm finding out that I've got to go a little, and I'm going to try it for my cell phone, but we can't see comments as it is. I don't know. Well, I didn't set it that way. Because we were seeing them.
Yeah, we were always seeing them because when we're with Scriptures
so you know.
Across the World in Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio, anchor.fm, which is now Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line, and that number is 407-476-7163. And you can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But back on the YouTube. We've been, okay, getting all of the, what it would be was when I'd post a video with the phone, I just blank and try to go over all of that stuff.
I just want them to pray Ahayah's will be done because, you know, we've already had 6 channels taken and we've just barely got this one going. And to my knowledge, I always said it that it's not for children because if you don't, then they won't let you do a lot of other, they won't let you do things.
I don't normally answer that. I just push it, and then I just push it again, you know, to where it just goes in, like, and then they get the comments. They've been doing the comments
Something's wrong.
The time.
But we'll figure it out with the highest help. I just saw comments from 3 months ago. And it wasn't it about 3 months ago that the Rossanova family over in California City, California, suggested that we go ahead and do another YouTube?
Yeah.
About 3 months, wasn't it? Well, these are just beautiful comments that they gave, and we'll get everybody up to date on that on a Mixler because you don't have, you know, we don't have but an hour on this platform. Yeah. So we'll just go, and hopefully Ahaya will. And there's a lot going on, you know, where I'm kind of back and forth doing some caretaking for family and, you know, doing just loving on family. And but yeah, later we'll check on this YouTube and bring you all up to date on these comments.
And the YouTube channel is Scriptures Across the World, James and Louise.
3 months ago. Well, you can find it if you just search now, because I have updated some. Scriptures Across the World, James and Louise. Just like that. Praise Ahaya.
I got it like that. We're evangelist and watchman. But we've got it like that on there due to they took the other six channels and we had evangelist James and Louise.
We just assumed everything was working okay because we did not see these comments.
Yeah.
Okay. They weren't even recognized, and they knew we got our channel going. They were real happy about it. I did see one of them, but I did not know that they commented more. And this is the Rosa Nova family that we're talking about.
The ones that calls from, they're the California.
And they call the Praise, Prayer, Testimony, and Discussion line back. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, but they are the regular callers that we have now. They do call,
but
we've been playing them on the Mixler. We haven't been playing them on this one because this platform's only an hour.
And another nice thing about it also is that they have text.
Yeah.
You know, you can text the Praise, Prayer, Testimony, and Discussion line at 407-476-7163. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can text or call.
Yeah.
So we have received some text, and we just want you all to know out there, families, any of you that's ever messaged or called in, we just remember you always in our prayers.
Yes, we do.
And we send our love to you. And we know you remember us.
That's right.
So, some have come through and some have left because they don't believe everything the way we believe it.
That's right.
But some have stayed because they do believe.
That's right.
And the Rosa Nova family are the ones. And then we've got...
Yeah, they've been here for... They've been with us since, what, December... 2022. Last December a year ago. That would be 2022.
It's been a while. So then, that's awesome, you know, and they have...
Right before you met me in Florida.
Sent us beautiful messages of and we want to update you all on it. Oh, I'm not on Mixler. We're not on Mixler yet. Praise Ahaya. Pray for us because, you know, with us being on the base right now, home base, we call it, we are also ministering outside of the internet.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got a lot going on, and we thank you all for your prayers, and we just want you to know, and we love you all very much. So, but we're going to try our best, Ahaya willing, to do a Mixler after a while.
Yeah, we will.
And we'll talk about this YouTube, and we'll go over there and read the comments. We'll check the Praise, Prayer, Testimony, and Discussion line at
407-476-7163, and here on this broadcast is going to be on the, y'all probably guessed it or could guess it from the song that was by Fred and Genius 7, the scene knocking at the door. children of light.
Yeah, you know, and it's a straight and narrow path.
That's right.
And when you stop and think, there'll be few that find it.
Yeah, like this one lady on Facebook, she uses Yahusha. And instead of Yeshaya, and she has this same book that we have that says the Essene, Humane Gospel of Yeshaya.
and it's plain on the book, on the front.
Yeshaya.
How are you going to put another name there when it's plain? The Essene Humane Gospel of JC is marked through, and then Yeshaya, beautiful. And you know, and my daughter said to me not long ago today, you know, when my little granddaughter, she drew me up. We like, you know, this is a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. But she drew me up this beautiful little paper, didn't she?
Yasha sees you.
Okay, well, so Yasha, and I'm telling her mom, means Savior.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe you can call it any name, call him any name, I said. But, you know, once you know the true name, then we can't do that. And that's what I told her. But those that don't know the true names, I don't know you all. I'm not a Haya. I just know narrow is the gate and straight is the way.
Yeah, that's true.
And there'll be few that find it. So when I think about that, I just have to be bold. We do.
Yeah.
And we're not going to mark out Yeshaya.
No, we're not. Nothing. We're not going
to
mark it out and put Yahusha when
there is no other name.
That's right.
That is our Savior's name. We've searched it.
Yasha equals Savior. Yeshaya equals my Savior.
But once you've heard the truth and you don't accept it.
That's true. But I had to add that on there because of what we saw earlier today.
That's right, my love.
To let them know that, you know, how is it, okay, you're going to... We got it because it says Yeshaya. I mean, they serve somebody else, yet they get it, and then they're not going to use the name that's on there.
Mm-hmm. The true name.
They're going to change
it. Because they still don't believe. Remember how long it took us?
Yeah.
We was using every name in the book, wasn't we, just about?
Yeah. You could say
you know, we were not per se, but we used the Y-E-S-H-U-A, Yeshua.
Yeah, we would say.
And then
we pray in the name of what? Jesus
two
Yeshua.
Two of them.
Why would you do it in Jesus,
like,
and Yeshua?
Making
sure we use the right name one way or the other.
And you know, I've been growing up all my life to know that one, pray in the name of that one, J-E-S-U-S. You know, and then when I see this other name and I'm thinking, well, they said that's Hebrew. That's his Hebrew name, but it ain't.
His Hebrew name is Yeshaya.
Or Yasha.
Yep, and the English name is Savior, or my Savior.
Yeah.
Or our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Greek,
but you know, I mean,
in the Greek, it's not Iesus like a lot of people saying. That's how they say, and they figure, well, Jesus mean
Iesus. But we understand, don't we?
Yeah, it's soter in Greek. Greek would be soter. G4990 Strong's Concordance. Look it up.
And then one day. You know, because it really bothered me after you grow up to know this one name all your life, you know, J-E-S-U-S, as most know. And then all of a sudden, you know, you grow up and you get more mature in your walk.
Yeah.
And you're learning all these things. And we know knowledge is increasing. And then you're saying these two different names you're praying to, and I'm like, what's going on here, James? Wasn't I?
Yeah, and like, then you had somebody chasing you. The name Jehoshua, you're going to hell if you pray to Jesus.
We went through all.
They'd be saying.
So, you know, and we just kept studying and studying and seeking. And finally it came.
And fasting and prayer, and prayer,
A lot of fasting and praying.
And we came finally to these names. Ahiah for the Most High, and Yeshaya for the Savior, or Yasha.
And, you know, we truly believe we're even spelling it correct.
Yeah. Y-A-S-H-A-Y-A.
Go look at fragment 9 in the Dead Sea Scrolls.
It says Y-E-S-H-A, but that's close. I mean, that is so close. I just had that one.
But how do we know it's not that, James?
Well, it can be because it's close to...
I mean, the Yahsat that we use, which we call the Clean Version, compiled by Brother Timothy Sorsdahl, spells it...
Y-A-S-H-A.
Mm-hmm.
And...
you know, so the spelling is a little...
Well, it's Yesha, and...
that's the way Brother Timothy says
liberty,
it,
liberty, deliverance...
If you notice it.
Deliverance, prosperity, safety, salvation, saving. So, yes. It could be either.
But it still means the same as Yeshaya.
Right here, Y-E-S-H-A. Yeah, it means the same. So I guess you could spell it either way. But it's Y-E-S-H-A, not Y-E. S-H-U-A. So it's not Yeshua.
No, we definitely know. But we have studied a lot, and we may not be correct on the spelling. I don't understand why it spells it one way. Like in the Strong's. But even in the...
Dead Sea Scroll.
Yeah.
Fragment 9, but really it would be the same.
Yeah.
Mean Savior, so they have got it right on that. So it ain't Jesus.
It's not any other name but Yeshaya. Yeah.
Or Yasha, no matter how
we spell it, it's still in there.
Yeah.
In the Dead Sea Scrolls in Fragment 9.
Y'all can look it up. That's what the iota means, Yasha.
And if you want to pray to some other, you can, you know. But once you hear the truth and you don't accept it, that's different.
Yeah.
I believe that's, what is that?
That's true. And that would be like you're going with a false deity then.
So y'all pray about it once you know, a lot of you out there that know who we are from the media, because we have a lot of platforms out there, know what we believe.
That's right.
But we're not here to preach to you all. You know, we're not.
We're here to preach to the ones that need a high in Yeshaya.
And then it also builds up the body.
Yeah.
And it glorifies and, you know, it just does so many things.
That's to exhort. Exhortation.
Mm-hmm. Our Father in heaven. Yeah. Praise Ahayah. Now we're going to get into this wonderful read here, you all.
And it's on page 218.
And that line is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you would like to talk with us about any of the things that we're discussing here, or maybe you have a question about something, a baptism, or maybe you need to be married if you're a man and a woman.
Yeah.
And you can call that number or text it.
407-476-7163.
Praise the Lord.
And I love my wife.
And I love my James, my husband.
The highest blessed me big time.
Me too, in spite of all the storms and all of the differences. He teaches us a lot, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Praise the Hallelujah.
Yep, praise the Hallelujah for everything.
That's right. Page 218. Get your pens and papers.
And I may have to leave before the read is finished, but if I do, you can just come when you're done.
Okay.
I'll probably just close this up and take it back with me.
Okay.
That way I can finish up, hopefully.
All right, page 218, and give us a call at 407-476-7163.
And you all pray for us about this, getting this YouTube channel set up.
Yeah. Because we'll be doing a lot of street preaching coming up.
I got to get the restricted mode off. And I'm not sure exactly how that happened, because just pray, you all, is all I can tell you, because they don't like us on YouTube, because we tell the truth. But there's more of us that get blocked off of there than you can imagine.
That's right.
All the time.
And we'll be like it, be like others. If they knock us off, we'll come up with another.
Yes, and we're working at it, you all. Just pray for us, because like I said, we've been on home base taking care of things around here and helping out some of my children.
And keep us in prayer by the first, that we can get this motorhome done and we could go
hit
the road before the first.
I pray that by tomorrow that the little fellow will do what he's supposed to here. Let's just don't say too much.
No.
In the mighty name of Yeshua.
That's right.
Y'all, Father knows every need.
Yes, he does. And here on page 218, and the people knew not what became of Moses. And they gathered themselves together and break off their golden earring and made a molten calf.
Don't forget to pray for our enemies too.
Yeah. Pray for our enemies too. And pray for your enemy. That they all come to Yeshua, because we don't want anyone to go to hell,
well,
not even our worst enemy.
Yes.
Okay, and the people knew not what became of Moses, and they gathered themselves together and break off the golden earring and made a molten calf, and they worshipped unto the idol and offered to burnt offerings, and they ate and drank and danced before the golden calf which they had made, and they abandoned themselves to corruption and evil before the Creator. Imagine that. Moses was gone 40 days and 40 nights, and they were wondering what became of them. So they decided they was going to make them an idol and claim that it was the God that brought him out of Egypt. And so they were eating and drinking and danced before that golden calf. They burnt offerings to it and everything. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh into the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing and the wickedness of the people. And Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tablets out of his hand and broke them beneath the mount. I mean, he had a temper. Imagine seeing all that. Them worshiping an idol. And he was coming back with the two tablets that he got from Ahia. And he, you know, cast the tablets out of his hands and they break them beneath the mount. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin. Ye have denied thy Creator. I will go up unto the Creator and plead atonement for thy sin. So Moses went up there to plead atonement for their sin, and Moses returned to the Creator and said, Lord, thou hast seen the desecration of thy consecrated law, for thy children lost faith and worshipped the darkness and made for themselves a golden calf. Ahia, forgive them, for they are blind to thy light. And the Creator said unto Moses, behold, at the beginning of time was a covenant made between Ahia and man, and the consecrated plain of the Creator did enter unto him. And he was made the son of Ahia, and it was given him to guard the inheritance of the firstborn, and to make fruitful the land of his father, and keep it consecrated. And he who casteth out the Creator from him doth spit upon his birthright, and no more grievous sin doth exist in the eyes of Ahia. And the Creator said, spake, saying, only the children of light can keep the commandments of the law. Hear me. For I say thus, the tablets which thou didst break, these shall nevermore be written in the words of men. As thou didst return them to the earth and fire, so shall they live invisible in the hearts of those who are able to follow their law. To thy people of little faith, who did sin against the Creator, even whilst thou stood on consecrated ground before thy Ahia, I will give another law. It shall be a stern law, yea, it shall bind them, for they know not yet the kingdom of life. Think about this. So the tablets that he broke has got other things written on it than what they're getting from the Most High. And he's saying that it's a stern law, and it shall bind them, for they know not yet the kingdom of light. And Moses hid the invisible law within his breast and kept it for a sign to the children of light. So Moses hid the invisible law within his breast and kept it for a sign to the children of light. And Ahijah gave unto Moses the written law for the people. And he went down unto them and spake unto them with a heavy heart. So he hid the invisible heart within his breast and kept it for a sign for the children of light. And Ahijah gave him the written law for the people. And so he goes back down and spake unto them with a heavy heart. And Moses said unto the people, these are the laws which thy Ahijah hath given thee. Thou shalt have no other mighty ones before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. So won't have no other gods before him, and make unto them any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Creator thy power in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it consecrated. Honor thy father and thy mother. So he's given the Ten Commandments, that thou shalt have no other mighty ones before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Creator thy power in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it consecrated. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor thy neighbor's wife, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And there was a day of mourning and atonement for the great sin against the Creator, which did not end. And the broken tablets of the invisible law lived hidden in the breast of Moses until it came to pass that the children of light appeared in the desert, and the messengers walked the earth. So that's the commandments, that thou shalt have no other mighty ones before me. That's same as no other gods. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. So you're not to make any images, because if you do, you're liable to worship it, and he doesn't want you doing that. He doesn't want you to have any idols. and you're not to take the name of the Creator, thy power, in vain. Calling him names that is not his name, that could be considered using his name in vain. Cussing with his name and remember the Sabbath day to keep it consecrated. You know, he worked 6 days and rested on the seventh. Honor thy father and thy mother. We're to honor our parents. Thou shalt not kill. You're not to kill, not even animals. You need to try and live vegan.
That's right.
Thou shalt not commit adultery, nor fornication, nor homosexuality. Thou shalt not steal. You're not to steal. You're not to take something that don't belong to you. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You shouldn't steal. I meant you shouldn't lie on somebody
or steal.
And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor thy neighbor's wife, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. No, we shouldn't desire to have what they have, because that sort of makes it into idolatry. Because you're consumed with what they have, and you're wanting it. And page 220, and it was by the bed of a stream that the weary and afflicted came again to seek out Yeshaya, and like children they had forgotten the law, and like children they sought out their father to show them where they had erred, and to set their feet again upon the path. And when the sun rose over the earth's rim, they saw Yeshaya coming toward them from the mountain with the brightness of the rising sun about his head. And he raised his hand and smiled upon them, saying, "Peace be with you."
And peace be with you. And peace be with you all. I'm about to have to depart to make some dinner, supper, whatever, after the Sabbath now. For those also, you know, that celebrated Sabbath, we pray you had a restful Sabbath. We did.
Yeah, we did.
And bless. And much love, everyone. Much love to you, my love.
Much love to you, my love.
I'm going to go ahead back over.
You want me to take the computer
bring
when...
it when you come.
Okay, my love.
That'll be easier.
All right.
Okay, I got my phone on my arm.
And you've got your shofar, yeah.
Go right ahead now.
All right. And he raised his hand and smiled upon them, saying, "Peace be with you." But they were ashamed to return his greeting, for each in his own way had turned his back on the consecrated teachings and the messengers of the earthly mother and the heavenly father were not with them.
I love you.
I love you, and
love
see
your
you shortly.
Shalom.
And
would you do me a favor and hand me that bag of frozen carrots? They're right there in the freezer. The whole one. Oh, and there's my cup. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you.
Bless you. I love you.
All righty. What? Oh.
Hope I didn't break it.
I hope you didn't either.
Pause that next time. Okay.
Okay. But they were ashamed to return the greeting, for each, in his own way, had turned his back on the consecrated teachings and the messengers of the earthly mother, and the heavenly Father were not with them. And one man looked up in anguish and spoke, "Master, we are in sore need of your wisdom, for we know that which is good, and yet we follow evil. We know that to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must walk with the messengers of the day and of the night. Yet our feet walk in the ways of the wicked. The light of day shines only on our pursuit of pleasure, and the night falls on the heedless, on our heedless stupor. Tell us, Master, how may we talk with the messengers and stay within their consecrated circle, that the law may burn in our hearts with the constant flame?" And we'll continue. This is on page 220 on the next one of the Essenes. And praise Ahaya through Yeshaya for everything. Give us a call at 407-476-7163. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And keep us in prayer about that YouTube. Keep us in prayer about Mixler and about everything. And getting the motorhome completely ready to be on the streets preaching everywhere, trying to get across the nation to every state. And praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. After the United States, then start with the world. You know, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Well, that's what we've got to do. That's what he's told the disciples. He told the apostles, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believes not shall be damned." So that's talking to believe, which takes repentance. And baptism. And praise Ahaya, you know, the Essenes are the children of light. Yeshaya was an Essene. He was. And we give Ahaya all the praise, honor, and glory and thanksgiving for everything. And back in the days of Yeshaya, there was the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Essenes. And one thing that the Essenes preached was about the end of days. And we need to know that it is the end times. I mean, they're talking about that. You've got Ohio, Texas, Indiana. You've got Nova Scotia, I think. Couple of other places where they're saying to have your bags packed, everything else, and get ready, because April 8th, when that thing happens, the eclipse, you know. Wow, that eclipse is going to be so bad. I guess they're trying to say. How bad is it going to be? They're talking about state of emergency. That's how bad. And, man. I'd be saying like this, we better have the stuff packed before. Stuff can happen in the next few days. We don't know. Some are even talking about the yeah, some are even talking about what they call the, there's some kind of solar events. And then look at that movie that Obama put out, Leave the World Behind. You know, that stuff is sort of telling people something. But you know what? All it boils down to is we need to be ready and have Yeshaya in our lives. Yeshaya is the only way of salvation. Without Yeshaya, we're hellbound. So it's time to repent, people, and get right with the Higher through Yeshaya. One day, time is going to end, and it's going to be like tick-tock, tick-tock. One day, time is going to stop. Don't let it stop on you. Be ready. Yeshaya is coming back. And he and Yeshaya is not playing. You know, the Most High doesn't play any games. He means business. Yeshaya's coming back. Let's be ready. Let's be ready for that day. Praise the Higher for everything. He is coming back soon. And we need to be ready. And remember, if you don't know him, you better repent and get right with him. Because he is coming back soon. And you know, time is drawing nigh. And if you're into witchcraft, repent. If you're into homosexuality, repent. If you're into fornication, repent. If you're into eating animal meat, repent. If you're into getting drunk, repent. Repent of all your sins. Turn to Yeshaya. Now, if you don't turn, you'll burn. We don't make the rules, he does. Ahaya loves you so much, he sent Yeshaya to pay the price for you so that you could make the kingdom. So people, you better get ready. Yeshaya is coming. And y'all be blessed in Yeshaya's mighty name. Peace and shalom from the both of us. Shalom.